Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. All the Cool Girls Get Fired, How to Let Go of Being Let Go and Come Back on Top by Laura Brown is a career and personal development book shaped by the realities of modern work, especially job loss, professional reinvention, and identity after dismissal. Written by a longtime fashion and media executive, it uses an insider perspective to examine how being fired can become a turning point rather than a dead end. The book is positioned less as a theory-driven business manual and more as a candid, experience-based guide for readers who want practical ways to recover confidence, manage shame, and rebuild momentum after a career setback. Its focus is not on pretending termination is painless, but on showing how to process it without letting it define future potential. The result is a mix of workplace realism, emotional reframing, and strategic recovery aimed at readers navigating professional change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book treats shame management as part of professional recovery. A central idea in the book is that getting fired should be understood as a workplace outcome, not a full measure of intelligence, value, or future prospects. This matters because many people internalize dismissal as evidence that they have failed as professionals or even as people. Laura Brown challenges that tendency by treating firing as a separation between one role and one identity. That distinction helps reduce the shame that often blocks recovery. The argument is practical as well as emotional. If a firing is seen as a single event in a longer career, then readers can focus on next steps instead of on self-condemnation. This reframing also creates space to assess the situation more accurately, including whether the job was a poor fit, whether leadership changed, or whether the organization itself was unstable. The book uses that perspective to show that recovering well begins with correcting the meaning attached to the event. Secondly, how candid self-assessment helps convert setback into usable insight. The book places unusual emphasis on emotional clarity, not just tactical job searching. After a firing, many people rush into optimistic language or excessive self-criticism, and both can prevent honest processing. Brown encourages a more direct confrontation with what happened, including disappointment, anger, confusion, and embarrassment. That emotional honesty is not presented as self-indulgence. It is treated as a necessary stage in regaining control. But the loss is minimized too quickly. A person may carry hidden resentment or insecurity into the next role. If it is exaggerated, they may lose perspective and confidence. The value of self-awareness here is that it allows readers to separate useful lessons from destructive narratives. The book suggests that a candid assessment of the experience can reveal what kind of work environment a person actually needs, what behaviors may need adjustment, and what was beyond their control. This balance is what turns a painful event into usable information. Thirdly, why detaching self-worth from job status is essential. One of the book's strongest themes is that modern work often fuses identity with employment status. When a person loses a high-profile or highly valued role, they may feel they have lost their public face as well as their income. Brown addresses this problem by encouraging readers to separate self-worth from organizational position. That separation is important because many career disruptions become more damaging when people rely on titles, prestige, or external approval as the main source of confidence. The book's approach is to help readers recognize the parts of their value that remain intact: judgment, relationships, taste, resilience, and adaptability. This is especially relevant in industries where reputation and visibility matter, because a firing can feel socially amplified. By pushing readers to rebuild an identity grounded in capability rather than status, the book offers a more durable basis for the next chapter. It implies that a career can be redesigned more effectively once a person stops treating a former title as the sum of their worth. Fourthly, how the book connects emotional recovery to the next career move. The book does not stop at emotional recovery. It also points toward re-entry into the job market and professional life. That makes its perspective more useful than a purely inspirational account, because dismissal creates concrete problems that need action. Readers are pushed to think about how they present themselves after a setback, how they explain the transition without over-explaining, and how they keep momentum while the emotional impact is still recent. Brown's background in media and fashion gives the book an insider feel around image, positioning, and communication, which are all crucial when re-entering competitive fields. The point is not to craft a perfect comeback narrative, but to create one that is credible, forward-looking, and aligned with actual strengths. In that sense, recovery becomes a strategy to stabilize emotionally, clarify your story, and move into the next opportunity without becoming trapped by the previous one. The book's value lies in linking internal repair with outward action. Lastly, what the book reveals about gender, status, and workplace pressure. Although the book is broadly about firing, its title and framing suggest a specific sensitivity to how women experience professional instability, especially in image-conscious and high-expectation environments. Brown writes from a world where presentation, access, and status can shape opportunity as much as raw performance. That context matters because women are often judged more harshly for the same professional disruptions, and they may face additional pressure to remain polished, agreeable, and unruffled. The book's perspective, therefore, carries an implicit critique of work cultures that punish imperfection while demanding constant composure. At the same time, it does not reduce the issue to victimhood. Instead, it shows how to respond intelligently within imperfect systems. This combination of critique and agency is a distinguishing feature. The book acknowledges structural pressure while still insisting on recovery, adaptability, and self-definition. That makes it more than a generic career comeback guide. It is also a commentary on status, gendered expectations, and the emotional costs of maintaining professional cool. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are dealing with a firing, expecting a career disruption, or trying to recover professionally after a setback that also shook their confidence. It will also appeal to people who want a more candid and socially aware take on career recovery than the usual productivity or reinvention advice. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers separate fact from shame, rebuild a usable professional identity, and think clearly about the next move instead of remaining stuck in the emotional aftershock. Its intellectual value lies in the way it treats dismissal as both a personal experience and a workplace phenomenon shaped by status, image, and organizational dynamics. Compared with many books in the career recovery category, it stands out for its insider tone and its attention to the emotional mechanics of being let go. Rather than offering abstract optimism, it focuses on how to process loss without surrendering agency. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want a recovery framework that is realistic, socially informed, and grounded in the pressures of modern professional life. If you would like to support Laura Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.